Hi, folks, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Chuck Allen. I have the distinct privilege of being able to serve as the lead pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. I always want you to feel free and welcome to send us a note and let us know maybe some questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the podcast. And you can do that by just sending a note to info@sugarhillchurch.com. And so we'll take those questions in the coming weeks, and Bobby and I will sit down together and share that and try to address some of the questions that you might have. Today, though, I want to answer the question, are you human? I was watching one of the NFL playoff games recently, and they were describing one of the running backs as being just, he's not even human. I mean, this guy was like a bowling ball, man. He was just killing it. And watching him run, you just think to yourself, man, that guy's built like an anvil. He wasn't real tall, and he wasn't like really physically just something overwhelming. But when he ran with a passion that was just, well, inhuman. Well, I want to tackle the human concept today, and let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Paul's writing this letter, and here's what he says. From now on, which, by the way, just those first three words assume that what he said before that, you may not have been paying attention, but now make sure you get this. He says, from now on then, we do not know anyone in a purely human way. Even if we have known Jesus in a purely human way, yet now we no longer know him in this way. Now, I've had people ask me this question before, am I an emotional person? Am I a spiritual being? What am I? And the answer is you are a spiritual being. You were birthed and crafted from the heavenlies, and you are directed by a heavenly Father. And when I read this text, I guess it's, look at it through the lens of a celebrity. Have you ever wanted to get to know a celebrity? I remember when I met the first George Bush, and then I remember when I met the second George Bush. And it's not like I had dinner with him or anything. I mean, really, it was a passing. But I was captivated by them. Now, maybe you wish you could be friends with them. I find it interesting that specifically young females in America have a passionate love for the Kardashians. And I'm thinking to myself, surely we have lowered our standard here, right? But moving on, there are celebrities that I look at and I think, yeah, I'd love to know them. I'd like to kind of pick their brain and know what's going on. But it seems like since we don't really know them, then we know them from afar, and we know them from what we think we see or read about them online. And when we do that, it's like I know what they're like in a magazine. I know what they're like on a television show, but I don't know them. It's interesting, isn't it? Because what we think we know today is one of those things about, well, we think we know what President Trump's thinking because of, or we think we know what A-Rod is thinking. We think we know what Matt Ryan is thinking. I could just go on and on. But the fact is, we don't really know them until we know them. You see, it's a lot like your relationship that you have with Jesus before you chose to follow him. We kind of knew people, and it's a little bit like college football. You know, I have some teams out there I just really don't like. Like Georgia Tech, I mean, truly, I feel like I dislike them half as much today as I will tomorrow, but twice as much as I did yesterday. But you know what I found interesting? It's not like I don't like the school, the people that work at the school. I just associate that with their fans. I think that's how people at times see us as Christians, that if we really truly could recognize and see Jesus for who he is, if we could spend enough time with him that he might be able to do his work within us, then people might look at us and think, wow, that's inhuman. How could somebody love that much? How could somebody forgive that much? How could somebody have a passion for that much? How could somebody give of themselves that much and serve that way? It is because we didn't just get to know Jesus, we got to know Jesus. We got to have him up close in our life. When the Lord left this place and went to be seated by the right hand of the Father, he gave us this gift of his Holy Spirit. And this is the work of Christ within us that draws us into the relationship and sustains the relationship. You see, once you ask Christ into your heart, you now get to know him in a new way. Not from a distance like a football team, not from a distance what you think you know from a television show or an interview of a book. You don't know him in a human way, but you get to know him much closer, much deeper. You see, in this new year, when we're only a few weeks into it, I believe we could start off by being grateful that we get to know God in a deep way. We have the opportunity every morning to choose to get to know God and get to know his Son and to live with his Spirit day by day, moment by moment, second by second, because he is alive and well within us. So I want to ask you, whether you're driving down the road right now, or maybe you're on a treadmill, or maybe you're sitting in an office, I want to ask you, just don't close your eyes, but let me just pray this blessing over you. God, would you take every listener right now, and would you let your presence be known inside their life so strongly that they might not just know about you, but they might know you, and that you might be in them. Lord, you promised that we would, when we abide in you, you will abide in us. And Lord, the thought of remaining in you is so powerful. Would you take our lives and saturate it to the bone with the fact that every listener right now has the opportunity to choose, do I want to remain human, or do I want to remain a part of the family of God, situated and seated with Jesus the Lord? God bless you, my friend. I trust today you have an inhuman day.